Voters in Thailand go to the polls tomorrow to vote in an election which the government hopes will end weeks of deadly protests. Alistair Wanklin reports that security is tight as officials brace for further disruption.
As election officials prepared to open more than 90,000 polling stations, Thailand's main opposition leader urged his supporters to surround polling stations, but to do it peacefully and not to disrupt voting. At least 10 people have died so far in several weeks of protests. 10,000 police were said to be on the streets. Authorities said they might consider closing some polling stations if needed. The Secretary-General of Thailand's Electoral Commission said security was concentrated in Bangkok and the south, where the opposition is strongest. The protesters say they want to prevent the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra returning to power. However, her party is expected to win. Policies such as subsidised health care have proved popular among Thailand's poor, and the party swept the vote in the last election. The Prime Minister has said this snap election is all she can do within Thailand's constitution to meet the protesters' demands. They say they will continue disruptions, despite predictions from some observers now that the unrest is taking a toll on Thailand's economy. Tourist arrivals are down, and carmaker Toyota said this week it might reconsider more than $500 million in investment. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.